Who or what governs our appetites? Eugene Peterson said, "What we have largely been taught in this life about love stories is that they are not love stories, but are lust stories." This was derived with the help of Victory in the Eye Gate by Maria Vadia. It is also influenced by Eugene Peterson, the Lord, and a lot of very, very hard-won wisdom on my part, OMG, and a lot of weeping. When our minds and imaginations are crippled with lies about love, we have a hard time understanding this fundamental ingredient of daily living called love. We require true stories of love if we are to live truly. If we don't take our thoughts captive, they will take us captive, 2 Corinthians 10:5, because one way or another one of us is going down in chains. Love lifts us up. Lust chokes the air out of us, and we don't know we're out of air until we're nearly dead. Love is concerned with the whole person and all their appetites. Lust reduces us to one appetite and one craving, and that one thing becomes the all-encompassing focus of our lives. Love is considerate and kind. Lust reduces people to tools or toys, something to exploit. Love has inherent durability and lives on. Lust dies at dawn. Lust may rise like a blood-sucking vampire during the end of the day, but every morning it dies another death. Love isn't an itch or a twitch, but lasting and enduring, whereas lust degrades whatever it touches and keeps on degrading until something becomes disposable. Love, true love, the love of God, is a true love story. Lust is a lie masquerading as love from the beginning. So, I'm asking you, who is the governor of your eye gate? I'm Social Porter for Living in His Name Ministries.